You are listening to live coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium in Naknek, Alaska. I'm Wesley Foster, and we've had some awfully good basketball games, and some awfully good basketball players have shown up. Coming up in just moments, we're going to have your Sandpoint Eagles taking on the Kuskokwim Learning Academy. Some of these larger schools would be considered large, bringing down a multitude of players from Kuskokwim and eight from the Sandpoint Eagles. We'll run down some of the players coming from Sandpoint. Wilson, number 55, Stroud, 45, Jackson, 25, Smith with 23, Mack, 22, Bravo with 20, Gunderson, 11, and Ortega, number 10. Wiseman, number 1 for Kuskokwim Learning Academy, Alexi, number 2, Bunyan, number 3, Joe with 11, Felix, 13, Peter, 14, Jackson, 15, Asik-Sik with 20, Unok, 23, Lincoln, 24, and Salison, 25. Those are your players for the Sam. Make that the Kuskokwim Learning Academy. Jumping, we have number 24, Lincoln. And number 23, Mack. Lincoln against Mack. Sandpoint is in a very nice blue, and Kuskokwim is in white. And this is the 2016 Sockeye Classic. The Learning Academy, Lower Kuskokwim, gets the tip, control. However, they lose it as Mack picks it up. Quickly looking down court, 2-1-2 zone defense by the Lower Kuskokwim, and we've got a hold as it quickly gets into Wilson. Was watching Wilson in the warm-ups, and he was getting a lot of passes down on the low post on that right side, so that's his forte. However, Wilson gives Jackson a nice screen, and Jackson underneath gets two, breaks the ice. Oh, and Bunyan walks right into some defense. 22, Mack for the rebound as the Eagles come against. Whoa, long off the back of the rim by Mack. Shot by 20 is off the mark. That's Bravo. Bravo gets the rebound. Mack gets the shot. And referee is talking to Wilson. A little less pushing. New rules, which have been old rules. I asked one of the referees, what's new this year? A lot less hand-checking is the norm. Bravo does not get the tip. Along with Bravo, we've got Carl Smith starting. Wilson, Mack. Second shot is off the mark. Rebound controlled by a 6-6 of the Lower Kuskokwim. Bunyan. And man-to-man defense. And I tell you what, you got to be fast against this Sandpoint team. Mack comes up with a steal. And Mack shoots it with his right hand on the left side. And that only spells trouble once you get a little bit further in your basketball career. 13, Felix off the heel. Rebound by Mack. Mack's got Ortega, and back to Mack from Ortega. Rebound hauled down by a 6-6. Lower Kuskokwim, left side to Felix. Back up to number 2, Alexi. We've also got Lincoln in there. Double dribble as a 6-6 was taking it to the basket. I was just listening to the coach from Lower Kuskokwim. He's telling his boys, let's get the full court pressure on here. Referee's over there talking with the scorekeeper, the book. Massive amount of experience at the scorer's table. And the referees are conversing, wondering what happened. We have Home as the Kuskokwim, and Sandpoint is the guest on the scorecard. Referees are still conversing over near the scorer's table. Sandpoint Eagles coming out real quick with some really hot defense. A lot of quickness. Just looking at Wilson, he's in the book at 6'1". They also got another tall player, Smith. He's out there at 6'1". Bravo's at 5'9". Ortega's at 5'6". And your last starter, Mac, is at 5'6". Mac will control it. Goes down the right side. Wilson with the lob pass. Right wing over to the left side to Ortega. Back up to Mac. Ortega now goes to the right side. He gets the pass. Ortega in the wing. Mac in the corner with three. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Colton Mac. He's got 5 points. And full court pressure. Cross court to Alexi. Now Alexi bounce pass. The guy tried to shoot it before he had it in his hands. Mac comes up with a loose ball. And boy, I tell you what. A lot of fast pace. Mac with a long three. 8 for Mac. And he's on the all-tournament team, and we have only played 3 minutes in the game. Mac, another three attempt. Oh, man, I was counting it in the books before it went in. Bounced around, rebounded by Bunyan. Bunyan coming down for the lower cut squim. Alexi on the right wing. Quickly over to the left wing, shot by Felix. It's off the mark. Rebound by Alexi. Alexi into Lincoln. And Lincoln gets Lower Kuskokwim on the books. 2-10. Lost ball. Bunyan puts it up. No good. Mac with the rebound. And Mac gets the foul. Alexi gets the first personal. A lot of substitution coming in. Not a lot of substitution. Jackson going to come in. Felix going to sit down. Rhett Jackson, number 15. Mack will control it. He's got Ortega to the left. Lob pass up court to Smith. Was so much telegraphed, you could have read the newspaper. It was so slow of a pass. Mac getting the rebound, gets the shot, and he travels. He looks, he moves his feet. As Mac put up a three, he travels with it. Bunyan quickly down, loses it to Mac. Ortega, lob pass, right side, doesn't get it above the rim. Bunyan, make that Alexi, back to Bunyan. Alexi with three. It counts. Looked like it was going to hit the front of the rim, but it hit the back of the rim as it went through the net. Mac got full court pressure against him. Mac over to Ortega. Wilson. Wilson puts his head down with a shot. Not there. Rebound to Ortega. Ortega has problems. Mac gets control of it right side. You can't give Mac 2 feet of room. He'll pop a three. But Mac brings it out between the circles. Sandpoint ahead, 10-5. Sandpoint putting a lot of movement. Ortega to Wilson. Wilson's got some size along with height. Rebound by Sandpoint. Shot up by Smith is no good. Ooh, there at least have been five or six fouls in there, but Wilson will go to the line. He kind of puts up his hand, you know. Man, he's trying to pop his knuckle there, and he got it slapped a half a dozen times. Number 11, Ryder Gunderson coming in. Number 20, Bravo sitting down. Mac will inbound it for a standpoint. Offensive push. See who the referee's going to put it on. 1-1. Ryder Gunderson coming into the game. Gets his first personal foul. Lincoln up to Bunyan. Bunyan to Alexi. Lexi back to Lincoln. Almost loses it. Tip pass. Alexi Bunyan. Lincoln. Over to Jackson. Alexi trying to do some fancy maneuvering. Loses the ball. Ortega. Mack with a three. Left side. Front of the rim. Rebound by Smith. And we've got a foul on Smith. He'll be going to the line. Smith at 6'1". Easily towers over Lincoln. Lincoln kind of won the jump, but I think Lincoln has better timing than Smith did on that jump. Smith's first shot. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 8 points by Mack, one by Smith, and two by Wolf Jackson. Second shot by Smith is good. Timeout. Jackson sitting down. Felix coming back in. Bunyan with control. Tries a 20-foot pass, and Bravo steps in front of it and knocks it out as Eugene Alexi was the recipient, but did get to him. Asiksik has it. Alexi trying to get it. Oh, right into the hands of Mack. Mack stepped right in front of it as Felix tried to get it back to Alexi. I mean, it was a hard pass, too. And Lincoln with a, make that a 6-6 with a shot. Nothing there. Rebound. Put up. Foul in the act of shooting as Felix will go to the line. 14-5. A lot of good defense being played by Zan Point here. Keeping Lower Kuskokwim, who it looks like they've got a plethora of talent out there, but just not enough to get it past the front line of the Sandpoint Eagles. Felix's first shot is in. It's 6-14 at the 2:52 mark. Second shot by Felix off the side. Wilson with a hard rebound. He bounces it off the floor real good. Smith with a long three-point shot. He's going to be one to watch in advance. Alexi loses control. Mack, oh, no. Oh, how in the world did Mack not get a foul on that one? And Mack got a body, an arm check right in the lower back. Definitely a pushing foul. Mack is up, shrugs it off. Good attitude. Mack just about has a steal. Bunyan comes up with it. A 6-6 with a shot off the mark. Bravo makes that. Smith with a rebound. Up court pass by Ortega is not good with a shot. Bunyan with the control. Alexi, right side. Alexi to the low post. A 6-6 underneath. Man, Dave, a 6-6 made that one, but he really had to put 110% into that. Mack going around the full court pressure defense. Smith in the left corner for a three off the mark. Rebound by Ortega. Make that. What was that? That's not in my. Number 10 is not in the book. Number 10 is not in the book for me. It just might be Wallace Joe. That's going to be difficult. Ball is in control of Sandpoint Eagles. Ortega makes that Smith down into the low post, goes off his leg. Smith at 6'1", went up, went through his hands, and off his thigh there. A 6-6 at the free throw line. Felix with a long three off the backboard right into the hands of Smith, but the ball came off the glass so hard that it almost bent him backwards a little bit. It will go to Lower Kuskokwim. Felix trying to get it into the middle, and it is batted out of bounds by Wilson. Wilson's got a wingspan of about 6'3". Into the corner, intercepted by Gunderson. Ryder Gunderson doing a nice job there in defense. Mac Ortega down low to Wilson. Wilson puts the shoulder down, has to come back out to Ortega. Ortega into Smith. There's a foul on. We'll give it to number 10, Joe Wallace. A fast-paced game, and we still got a minute left here in the first quarter. 17-8 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. On the court for the Eagles, we've got Ortega, Mack, Smith, Wilson, and Ryder Gunderson coming off the bench. Smith's first shot goes in. He's got 6 points. A 6-6, and Lincoln changed position along with Felix underneath there. Smith's second shot goes in. Good quality players here for Sandpoint. And Lower Kuskokwim, as the 6-6 goes into the middle, a 6-6 gets a nice high floater about 6 feet out for his fourth point. And the 10th point for Mack doesn't draw any defense, goes right past a 6-6, and that's Mack's 12th point. A 6-6 underneath with a shot. Nothing there. Rebound controlled by Wilson. Outlet to Mack. Mack looking down court. Steal right from behind by Bunyan. Bunyan going to go up against the tall man Wilson. Doesn't go in. A 6-6 there for the rebound. Felix with the second attempt. A 6-6 controlled by Alexi over to a 6-6. 5 point shot by a 6-6. He's got six for Lower Kuskokwim. It's 12-21, and Lower Kuskokwim really has to work hard, and an easy layup by Ortega on the right side. It's 23-12. Buzzer shot will not count. 12-23. We'll be back in 1 minute.
So there it is, the first quarter done, and Sandpoint making a great effort out there, holding the lead as they go into the second quarter. You're tuned in to KSTP, 8:30 a.m. on your AM dial here in Sandpoint, 88.1 FM in the lovely town of King Cove, and apradio.org all across the world. Want to say thank you to some of our sponsors right now, GCI and Telalaska, also the Schumann Corporation, the City of Sandpoint, the Lucian's East Borough, and also to everyone else who listens and supports as membership, thank you so much for making these broadcasts possible. We'll have more games tomorrow. That's going to be quite a jam-packed tournament, so keep your ears tuned. We will post the games as they happen as soon as we know when they will play. And a big thank you right now to Wesley Foster out there in Naknek doing a fantastic job announcing these games live. You can already hear his voice. It's not easy doing a tournament as a person who's done a couple. Well, there's a buzzer.
The 2016 Sockeye Classic continues with this last game of the evening. Take the Sandpoint Eagles taking on the Lower Kuskokwim Learning Academy. Sandpoint doing a nice job in this first quarter, outscoring Lower Kuskokwim 23-12. And I mean, fast is not a word enough. We got a moving screen. I can't see the numbers coming up. But Lower Kuskokwim will have the number 23, that's Smith, with a moving screen, it looks like. Well, you know, those no-look passes are not going to work against Sandpoint. And Bunyan just tried that, and we've got a tie-up. It will go to Lower Kuskokwim. Lincoln will do the duties. Gunderson against him. Lincoln looking out to Alexi. Alexi to Felix. Felix back to Lincoln for a three. Not there. Wilson with the rebound. Outlet up to Mack. Mack goes down the right sideline. Wilson at the free throw line. Wilson going to go along the left side. Fadeaway jumper doesn't go. Gunderson and Alexi there to fight it out. And it will go to Sandpoint. Number 25 coming in, Salison. Mack has it for a three in the corner. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Colton Mack with 15 points. Long shot way off the mark. On the line is Alexi. Colton Mack with 12 points in the first quarter. 7 points for Carl Smith. Those are the two high scorers for the Sandpoint Eagles. A 6-6, number 20, had six in the first quarter to lead the Lower Kuskokwim. Wilson down underneath. Shots off the mark. Smith with the rebound. Gunderson with the second attempt. Ball is ripped down hard by Wilson. And Wilson and number 25, Salison. Both those boys, Salison and Wilson, will be wrestling heavyweight next year. They are both big boys. Mack in the corner for three. Hits the back of the board. Coming down with it. Alexi all the way to the rim. Nothing there. Mack with the rebound. Coming the opposite way just as fast. Mack pulls up. 15-foot shot. Nothing but air on that one. Oh, he should have let that ball go out. Nice pass by Mack to Gunderson. Mack just tapped it to Gunderson as Mack saw Gunderson heading toward the basket. Mack had the easy rebound, and what an assist there. Alexi with a shot off the... Some of these young players really are animated when they step on that end line. Quickly, Mack comes down for Sandpoint. Pulls up the ball. Across court to Gunderson. Gunderson back to Mack. Center circle. Gunderson left side wing. Sees Mack in the corner. Mack going to try to dribble it through Lincoln's legs, but it's not going to work against Lincoln. Alexi to Salison. Stuffed. Salison gets the rebound, but the loose ball comes up to Smith. Mack has it on the wing. He'll slow it down as he brings it across the center circle. Mack, right side, Abrahamson, Bravo, that is. Bravo gets a give and go, and Bravo's got two. 30-12, as at the end of the first quarter, it was 12-23, so 7 points. Whoa, ball comes right into the hands of Wilson. Salison didn't see it coming. Mack's got control of it, right wing. He'll put up a three. Good thing the roof is as high as it is. Wilson at the free throw line moves in with a shot off the back of the rim. Wilson is a tough, and he gets a shot to the center of the eyes. You know, Wilson's got a really bad habit. When he gets the ball, he likes to crouch down and then come back up. And when he comes back up, there's a lot of elbows around. And so, you know, he comes up, gets smacked right between the eyes, and so the referees go over there and see if he's okay. Bunyan controlled. Lincoln with a three-point attempt is not there. Rebound controlled by Lower Kuskokwim. Felix make that Bunyan, trying to get it in. A 6-6 has a hold. A 6-6 had nothing but a tidal wave of blue around him. Grandma's head. Timeout on the court. And last thing you want to do, if you're a scorekeeper, is to lose your writing instrument. And my wonderful assistant here so generously got down on his knees and picked up my pen for me. 12-30 at the 4:39 mark. Lower Kuskokwim has yet to score in this second quarter, while Sandpoint Eagles have scored seven. Substitution Wolf Jackson is in there. Who else do I see that's new? Only Wolf. Inbound to Alexi in the right corner, trying to get it down to the low post. High post comes up. Bunyan has it. It's tapped, controlled by Bunyan. A 6-6 trying to go layup. He gets the layup to go in and going to go to the line. I think that was on, I want to say, number 20. However, a 6-6 has 8 points. First 2 points of the quarter for Lower Kuskokwim, and they are really expending a lot of energy and getting nothing in return. Number 20, Bravo, will sit down. 13 had the foul assessed to him. 13 is nowhere to be had in blue. Shot by a 6-6, goes in. Lob pass up to Ryder Gunderson. Right side to Wolf Jackson. His fourth point of the game. Right side, low post. Lincoln, a 6-6 into the middle, goes right to the lane, goes up and in. 11th point for a 6-6. Winner here will go on to play Bristol Bay tomorrow, late in the evening. Lower Kuskokwim gets the rebound, control. Bunyan. Bunyan to Lincoln. A 6-6 gets it on the low post, goes right past Smith, and a 6-6 got 13 points. 7 here in the second quarter, all by a 6-6. Mack and Felix get tied up. That's something that you don't see Mack getting. He had come across the center line, and right now Lower Kuskokwim was all over him. So Mack, an unforced error and a turnover. A 6-6 with a 3. Right side's going to be way off. Rebound by Lower Kuskokwim. Ball is into Felix for a shot from the lower left side. Nothing there. Wilson, rebound. Mack outlet up court to Gunderson. Left side puts up a left-handed shot about 5 foot out, and it goes in. Fourth point for Gunderson. 34-19. A 6-6 right down the middle. Left side layup. Nice left-handed layup by a 6-6. And once you get past that first three guys for Sandpoint, it's much easier. Mack with the back behind the pass. Wilson with a 15-foot shot just hits the backboard and just basically dies. Mack, lower left, low post. Ball is shot by Mack. Not there. Mack tries to tie it up, and it gets called for holding. Mack. Colton Mack, 5'6". Does not tell me what grade he is in from the score sheet. Left side, right side to Alexi. Trying to get it down low. Mack has it. Up court pass to Gunderson. Left side. Nice, easy shot by Gunderson. 6 now. 35-21. Actually, you know, it's a very close game, all things considered. 6-6 keeping Lower Kuskokwim in the game with some rebounds. There's another one. He's going to go to the free throw line. A 6-6 with 15 points. 15 points of 21. Only 6 other points have been scored by other members of Lower Kuskokwim. 20 points for a 6-6. And he's at the free throw line, and Wilson has his first personal assist to him. In and out for a 6-6. 21-36 at the 2:05 mark. Second quarter, 2016 Sockeye Classic coming to you from Naknek, Alaska. A 6-6, second shot off the mark. Rebound by Mack. Mack brings it down, controls it. Right side, Mack looking into Wilson. Wilson's got a shot drawn off, but I think it was a little hard as the 6-6 went up, bringing it down, controlling it. Bunyan, a 6-6, over to Felix with a three-point shot off the glass, not there. A 6-6 with a putback. He's got 17. He's keeping him in the game. Mack up in the corner, and we've got a push on two. Is that going to be a 6-6? Okay, 23-35, 8 team fouls for Lower Kuskokwim, 7 for Sandpoint Eagles, 1-1 as Mack is at the free throw line. Nice high arching shot for Mack. He's got 16. Still trails a 6-6 by 1 for high scoring of the game. Mack's second shot goes in. 17 points, Colton Mack. Mack tries to get the inbounds. Bunyan up to Alexi. Alexi back to Lincoln. Lincoln over to Jackson. And we've got a push. 5-5, is that Wilson? 1-1. This is going to drag out now. Both teams doing a lot of pushing. Wilson has his second personal foul. And a 6-6 is at the line. 17 points. Looking for his 18th from the line. Not there. Rebound is up, attempted by Jackson. Jackson's shot doesn't go. Mack with the rebound. Controlled by Sandpoint. Mack between the circles to the left side to Bravo. Shots off the mark. Rebound by Lower Kuskokwim. Up to Alexi. Alexi going to take a three off the back. Over the rim. Make that over the backboard and out of bounds. Coach is trying to let him know he should, you know, you're shooting like this. You're kind of pushing it as opposed to shooting it. Gunderson missed in the corner for three. Not there. Rebound by Lincoln. Lincoln ends it off to Bunyan. Bunyan pushing it up the court. Lincoln, left side, a 6-6 with an underhanded layup. Goes right past Smith. A 6-6 with 19 points. Mack getting it up to Gunderson. Gunderson, low post, lay-in. Nice. High arching shot by Gunderson from that left baseline. Bunyan looking for a shot. Lincoln, a 6-6 going through traffic. A 6-6 shot goes in. Puts the head down. A 6-6 got 21 points, right, most of them right there in the lane. Ortega's back into the game with a shot from the right side of the lane. A 6-6 gives it, well, tries it. Boy, there's a lot of movement going on. Oh, no. Are they going to give him right at the buzzer? Yes, they are. Ryder Gunderson is going to go to the line right at the buzzer. 27 for Lower Kuskokwim, and it's only going to be what Gunderson can do. Gunderson's got 8, all of it in the second quarter. First shot goes in, he's got 9, 27-41. Gunderson shooting it from the kneecaps as the buzzer goes off, and he doesn't get the second one, so 9 points. And it's 27-41. We'll be back in 2 minutes for a recap of the first half. That's a 2-minute break coming your way.
All right. There's the game right there for the first quarter. Colton Mack doing great job with many, many points. I think I said 12 points in the first quarter alone. We'll get the rundown in just a second, but a great effort from both these teams. Going to say thank you right now to our sponsors, as we were saying before. So we'll go ahead and play a few underwriting spots and wait for Mr. Foster to come back on. Thanks for tuning in. You're on KSTP. This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn, located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes. With breakfast served daily, for reservations and more information, 866-258-2237. 7999 or online, copperwhale.com.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sand Point at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP.
Wastak Electronics in Sandpoint offers value on electronics and marine equipment. Located in the Peter Pan Complex on the Spit, Wastak offers a wide variety of merchandise, from movies to video games to computer monitors. Your value center in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Programming for KSDP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com.
The 2016 Sockeye Classic continues here in Naknek, Alaska. I'm Wesley Foster, and it's my pleasure bringing you these fast-paced basketball games from both the boys' standpoint and the girls' side as well. Here on KSDP Sandpoint, AM 830. Halftime score, 27 for the Lower Kuskokwim, 41 for the Sandpoint Eagles. And you know, at the end of the first quarter, you would have think that it would have been a walk away by Sandpoint, but a young man by the name of Michael Asiksik put in 15 points. I just noticed this. All 15 points for the Lower Kuskokwim were scored by Michael Asiksik during that second quarter. And I would say 90% of those 15 points came within the blue lane here on the basketball court. For Sandpoint Eagles, we will run down the scoring. 2 points by Joe Ortega, 9 by Ryder Gunderson coming off the bench, 2 by Abraham Bravo, Mack had 17, 7 by Carl Smith, 4 by Wolf Jackson, 41 points. Scoring for the Sandpoint Eagles, make that the Kuskokwim Learning Academy, 21 points by Michael Asiksik, 2 by Michael Lincoln, 1 by Stuart Felix, 3 points by Eugene Alexi. So all the scoring has been on the back of this young man by the name of Michael Asiksik for the Kuskokwim Learning Academy. Again, as I was looking at Colton Mack, he scored 12 points in the first quarter. You know, he's got all tourney team written on his back, no problem, along with another gentleman that was just shooting the lights out. It's a pleasure watching some of these young men play basketball with the skills that they have. He was from King Cove. I bet you really get a good shooting match between Sandpoint and King Cove when they come together. Some excellent ball handling by both of these squads, and count it a joy to see them both play either in Sandpoint or in King Cove. Some fine ball handling. Halftime score 27 to 41. We're going to take a 4-minute break, give my voice a rest, and we'll be back with second half action in 4 minutes.
All right, so there we go. Having a little crackle feedback over on their equipment over there in Naknek, but thank you very much, Wesley, for all the work that you're doing. It sounds great. We'll go ahead and play a few tunes right now, keep in the vein of 70s classic rock. I got Graham Nash coming your way right now with Military Madness, and that should take us pretty close to that 4-minute break-in by Wesley. Thanks for tuning in again. Sandpoint Eagles leading the way right now by close to 20, but they have one player on the lower Kuskokwim who is keeping them in it. So let's see what happens as we come into the second half.
The 2016 Sockeye Classic here in Naknek, Alaska, continues with live action between the Sandpoint Eagles and the Kuskokwim Learning Academy. Our halftime score is 27-41. And as I was going across to find out our little problem that we have on the program, number 10 is Garner Unok. He has been in there playing, has yet to score. The one who has done all the scoring for the Kuskokwim Learning Academy is number 20, Michael Asiksik. He's got 21 points. The high scorer for the Sandpoint Eagles, Colton Mack with 17. Gunderson comes in with 9, and Carl Smith with 7 points. Next person who has the most points for Kuskokwim is 3 with Eugene Alexi. He hit a 3-pointer. On the court, we got Sandpoint and Kuskokwim about ready to begin. Bravo, Mack, Wilson, Smith, and Ortega. Mack quickly with a 3. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 20 points, and I mean it was way out there. Bunyan quickly gets it down to a 6-6, and he hits a 3. 24 for a 6-6, and it's 30-14. Actually, closer than it should be. Ortega into Wilson. Wilson going up against Lincoln, and Wilson wins that one easily. His first 2 points of the game. Boy, where was that pass going to go? It's tipped around. Mack comes up with it. Mack at the top of the lane, puts up one from the free throw off the front of the rim. Rebound by Bravo. Smith back up to Mack. Mack at the center circle. Mack gets a little bit of defense. Carl Smith, two high posts up that way. Bravo. Bravo gives it to Mack. Wilson has it now. Boy, Wilson travels with it. Wilson has at least 50 pounds on him as opposed to his opponents. But when his opponents came together, it was a good wall that they put up. Bunyan for Lower Kuskokwim gives it up to Alexi on the right side. 15, Jackson has it into a 6-6, and a 6-6 can hit it from his knees. He can hit it from his ankles with a layup, and this one looked just as good. Ortega gets the ball, intercepted. A 6-6 has the handle. A 6-6 trying to get it to someone who has a better dribbling ability. Bunyan up to Alexi. Lincoln Jackson with a 3 off the mark. A 6-6 with the rebound. Nothing there. Second attempt. Goes on the floor. Long court pass up to Ortega with a layup. No problem. 4 points for Ortega. It's 32-48. Full court pressure put on by Sandpoint. Bunyan up court to a 6-6. It's 1-on-2. Wilson will let a 6-6 take it. A 6-6 with 28 points. 34-48. That's a 14 ball game, but the way that there should have been a hold there, and it was on Mack. Mack trying to be really too fancy with his dribbling ability, and it cost him a foul and a turnover. Lincoln will inbound it. Lincoln got the ball. Oh, and Mack was there. Not only does he have a good shooting hand, he's got quick feet, too. Mack with 22 points, 34-50, 16-point advantage. You know, and if Lower Kuskokwim had half as many turnovers, it would be a much closer ball game. But they do have a lot of turnovers. Lincoln up to Bunyan. Bunyan up to a 6-6. Wilson's on him. A 6-6 got his 30th point. Wilson's not going to take that foul. Mac gives it up to Bravo. Bravo to Smith. Smith right into the hands of Jackson for Lower Kuskokwim. And we've got a push. And you can hear the screeching of the knees and the elbows hit the floor as a 6-6 is just playing his heart out with 30 of 36 points for Lower Kuskokwim. I mean, this man has just been all over the court and impressive with his playing ability. He just is completely, practically wore out. Not completely, but I bet you he still's got 10, 15 points to score. Salison will come in for a 6-6. And right now, the rest of the members of the Kuskokwim team really have to put on or step up to the plate because the 6-6 cannot score them all. He's got 9 points for them in the third quarter alone. 3-point attempt by Mack is way off the mark. Wilson trying to put his head down, can't make it. Jackson's got the rebound. Jackson gives it up to Bunyan. Bunyan's got the better dribbling ability. Bunyan looking up, gives it to Lincoln. Jackson on the left side looks at a three, no good. Alexi will take the three off the back of the rim. I had to go and find out who number 10 was, and as I was going around, the coach had his ball team from Lower Kuskokwim over in the far corner, and I heard him say to his team that they are better than what they are playing. And that is a 5-second violation on Jackson, waiting for his men to get open. You know, and when you come down to a new school where you've rarely played at, everything is different. I mean, it's much brighter in here than it has been in the past. Wilson gets it in the middle with a shot. Nothing there. Rebounded by Bunyan. It's 2-on-1. Bunyan going to take it up against Smith. Second shot is no good. Rebounded by Salison. His shot's not on the mark. Rebounded by Mack. Mack comes down. It's 4-on-2. Mack will pull a 15-footer, and Mack gets it. 24 points. 36-52. That's a 16-point advantage. Lob pass over to Jackson. Jackson to Alexi. Alexi wanted a three. Lincoln, Jackson, into the middle to Salison. Salison will go to the free throw line for two. 2-0. Bravo. Personal foul. And is that three on Bravo? Live action from the 2016 Sockeye Classic here in Naknek, Alaska on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. Salison's first shot has to have work, to say the least. It did not hit the front of the rim. It hit the bottom of the net as it went past the front of the rim. 36-52. 3:45 mark, Salison's second shot. Almost as bad, but Jackson comes down with the rebound. Jackson trying to get it up to Alexi. Alexi to Lincoln, and Lincoln hits the shot. His fourth point. And a timeout. A 6-6 will come back in. Salison will sit down. Must have been a timeout to Lower Kuskokwim. A 6-6 fell down, and you can hear the screeching all the way up here with headsets on the floor, right in, at the half-court line. He's got 30 points. 15 in the second quarter, and 9 points thus far in the third quarter, and he is the one that is keeping Lower Kuskokwim in that 14-point margin. If it wasn't for a 6-6, it would be a 8-40 or 52 game. in favor of King Cove. Mac has it now. Mac gets a little assistance from Gunderson. Gunderson up to Ortega with a three-point from the left side off the front of the rim. A 6-6 with the rebound. Bunyan brings it down. Bunyan over to Alexi. Lincoln thought Bunyan was heading for the corner, but standpoint. Mack right down the middle. Doesn't get the lay-in from the left side. Lower Kuskokwim has control of it. Bunyan up to a 6-6. A 6-6 got speed. He's got speed and he's got 32 points. Smith, Mack. Mack gets a screen. Mack gets a pass. Wilson gets a shot from the right side about 15 feet. A 6-6 gets the rebound. Bunyan gets the dribble. Bunyan gets over to Alexi. Alexi's got a lot of blue around him. Alexi doesn't handle it. Mack comes up with it for... And Mack gets a lay-in from that right side. He's got 26 points. Mack goes quickly down. It was 1-on-3, and Mack took it all the way. Lincoln stops the ball from going over to the long shot by Bunyan. A 6-6 with a 3. Bottom of the net. 35 points for Michael, a 6-6. Long pass goes out of bounds over the hands of Ryder Gunderson. It will be Kuskokwim ball. Lincoln going to sit down. Into the ball game comes Unok, Garner Unok. A lot of ball game being played by Lincoln. A lot of good defense. Offense is a little shaky. A 6-6 has it. A 6-6 goes around Gunderson, and a 6-6 will be at the line. Gunderson against the 6-6 is a mismatch by about 20 pounds. That was on... Well, and they haven't put it up there yet. A 6-6 at the line, though. First shot's good. He's got 36 points. 43-54, 11-point advantage. And, you know, I really do think that Lower Kuskokwim could play a little bit better basketball with the remainder of the team other than a 6-6. He gets his 37th point. It's 45-54. That's only a 9-point advantage. Matt gets a screen. Wilson gets the ball. He tries to drive the baseline, and it's an offensive foul on Wilson. Yeah, Wilson put his arm into his defender. Wilson's got three, if not four, personal fouls. Three. Inbound to Jackson. Almost a bumping foul there. Bunyan trying to get it to a 6-6. Yeah, a 6-6, if he's 5'11", he's doing good. But that 5'11" frame has a lot of speed to it and a lot of finesse. Unok steps down. Jackson comes in along with Bunyan, Felix. A 6-6 back in there with Lincoln. Lincoln get a little bit of a breather. Max got the ball between the circle, up close to the center, to the right side to Ortega, trying to look down into the corner. Into the game, we've got Jackson. Jackson gives it up to Ortega. Mack with a three-pointer on the way, way off the mark. Oh, and Lincoln was not looking down the court. Alexi, right point, right wing, three-point shot, nothing there. Mack with the rebound. It's one-on-one. Mack gives it over to Smith. Smith with a two-foot shot from the left side, 9 points, and it's 45-56. 40 seconds left here in the third quarter. Bunyan, make that a 6-6. He's got three on the way. Nothing there. It's white ball, though. A 6-6 trying to get that three to hit, and it's an 11-point ball game. still got a 6-6 with a shot right underneath. Lincoln with a putback, and Lincoln will go to the line. Will that be 2-2? Mack has a personal foul assessed to him. Wilson was hoping that it wasn't against him because we still got 8 minutes of play, and Lower Kuskokwim is still in the ball game. 45-56 at the 32-second mark, and Lincoln's first shot was off. A 6-6 is underneath there along with Jackson. Make that Felix. In and out. Wilson gets the rebound. Mack gets the ball. Mack's got 30 seconds. Right side, right baseline, fadeaway jumper, not there. A 6-6 with the rebound. A 6-6 got 20 seconds. Bunyan. Bunyan's moving it up fast. Bunyan's going to go to the lane. Bunyan back out to Felix with a three. Not there. Felix did not follow his shot. And the ball is over his head. Up to number 10, Ortega. He's got 6 points. And increases the lead to 13. Bunyan turns around. Long court pass. Nothing there. End of the third quarter. 45-58. We'll be back in 1 minute.
45-58. Okay, Sandpoint's still in the lead, but man, what a close game. Lower Kuskokwim has really stuck in this game. Let's see if Sandpoint can't take it all the way and win it and stay in a top part of the bracket as they work their way up. We will have games tomorrow. The first game that I know of for sure will be 2 p.m. tomorrow. We'll give you guys the status on who's going to be playing, but I'm pretty sure that is going to be it's going to be a King Cove game, either the Rookies or the T-Jacks. So tomorrow, 2 p.m., look for either the Rookies or the T-Jacks to be playing. We'll keep the tournament notification coming on Facebook and our website, so make sure, if you have not liked us yet, look for KSDP on Facebook. We keep lots of great information coming out just pretty much daily. Lots of good local news. We should be coming back here in just about a minute with Wesley Foster doing a great job keeping the game exciting. Just up by a little bit more than 10, Sandpoint, see if they can't take this one all the way.
Welcome back to the 2016 Sockeye Classic being held here in Naknek, Alaska at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. We've got a 45-58 ball game, 13-point lead by the Sandpoint Eagles. The only quarter that Lower Kuskokwim outscored Sandpoint 18-17, and it was on the back of a man by the name of Michael Asiksik. He's got 37 points in the game thus far. Two other players have scored. Make that three other players have scored for Lower Kuskokwim, and those are still in single digits, 4-3-1. A 6-6 left wing up to the front. Bunyan across to Alexei, down to a 6-6. Shots nothing but the bottom of the net. A 6-6 will pick up his dribble. Shot. Nothing there. Wilson with the rebound. Mack with the outlet. Mack looking down to the free throw line. Jump stop. Shot off. Nothing there. Rebound on the floor to a 6-6. They swat it out of his hand. Mack and Wilson along with number 25, Jackson, in there for ball is into Bunyan. Bunyan up to Alexei. Will he take a three? No, it's off the mark. Ball is controlled by Bunyan. They get another attempt at it. Jackson, left side. Jackson has yet to score, but he's played quite a few minutes. Lincoln with a shot. Rebound by Smith. Outlet handoff, actually, to Mack. Mack in the corner to Ortega. Left side, Ortega hits. He's got eight. Lower Kuskokwim down by 15. Alexei chases down the ball, going to go up against Wilson. Wilson stands his ground. The ball is off the rim. A 6-6 with the rebound. Attempt, nothing there. Rebound by Jackson. Right through the hands of Ortega. Looks like maybe Jackson of Lower Kuskokwim got in his face, and it went through his hand. Felix comes back in for Lower Kuskokwim. Lincoln, Felix races up, Bunyan gets it up to a 6-6, it's 2-on-1, a 6-6 will take it, in and out, rebound goes on the floor, Ortega picks it up, outlet up to Mack, Mack quickly brings it down the court, Mack to the left wing, puts up a three. Wilson with the rebound. Easy putback up and in for Wilson. Only his fourth point of the game. Bunyan breaking the full court press. Bunyan up to a 6-6. A 6-6 with three off the back of the rim. A 6-6 can only do so much. He's got 37 points, though. Mack, left side, 6-0-6 mark. Running jumper off the mark. Rebound by Felix. Felix gives it to Bunyan. Full court pressure. Bunyan, snapshot to Alexi. Alexi to a 6-6. Shot from the left side, right underneath. It gives him 39 points. 47-62, 15-point lead. Ortega quickly down the court for a shot. Smith with the, make that Jackson with an offensive rebound and shot, and the ball is tied. No, there's a hold. Hold will go on either Ortega or Mack. Ortega or Mack. 1-0, that's Ortega. 5-6, Ortega will have his first personal foul. And 16 fouls for Sandpoint. Ooh, Bunyan doesn't think very well. Mack with a left-handed layup from the left side. 28 points for Mack. It's 2-on-2, and Ortega make that 6-6, doesn't get it. Smith with the rebound. Mack with the control. Right wing. He'll pull it up. Mack will take it to the center circle. Mack with a comfortable 17-point lead gets a screen, but it's a moving screen on Smith. Foul. Ortega steps in front of the pass to Bunyan. Mack gets a free throw shot. No. The last 10 seconds went off, and the referee blows his whistle, and he says, my bad. That last foul should have been a 1-1. Question was, who was it? It was on Smith. But the problem was, who is shooting? They will let Alexi do the shooting. Never seen that happen before. The opposing team had it for at least 10 seconds, and the referee says, whoop, wait a minute, it's a 1-1. Alexi shots off the mark. Max got the ball down the left side. Pulls it up, doesn't take it from the left wing. Smith back to Mack with a three-plus attempt. Not there. Bunyan with the control. Bunyan down to Alexi. Alexi does the baseline. Alexi's got some nice, smooth moves. 6-6 with the second attempt, but Alexi's smoothness does not result in two. And a 6-6 goes to the line. 20 has his fourth personal foul. That is Abraham Bravo. 17-point lead. It was close as 12. A 6-6 has 40 points. You know, when he went out with 30, I had mentioned that he still's got 15 points under his belt, and he's got 10 of those 15 already. Ball off the back of the rim. Mack with the rebound. Mack coming down the right side at the right wing. Behind his back dribble, and he slows it down, controls it. 2-1-2 zone defense. Ortega over to Bravo. Bravo with his shot. It hits the end line. Boy, that was Bravo. He just kind of like shaking his head. I don't believe I had that shot so far off. Lincoln, Jackson, Bunyan, Alexi. Alexi going against Smith. Alexi wins that one. Alexi's got his range now, I think. With that rim, he's got five, and it's a 14-point lead. Mack goes between the defense. Smith with a three off the mark. Rebound going to the floor. Smith, Mack has control of it now. Left side, Bravo. Bravo back to Mack. Ortega on the right side for a three off the back of the rim. Controlled by Sandpoint. Mack with a baseline runner. just unbelievable, his smoothness and his ability to shoot that ball high. Alexi against Smith. Smith goes up. Alexi goes around. And Alexi's got seven. And it's 52-65. Mack, far side. Oh! The referee that called that one was on this side of the court. The foul was on the other side of the court. And I must say, he's got good eyes or a good set of contacts, one of the two. Because that should have been called by the other referee, but that was quite a call. Wilson in low, doesn't get it. Wilson's going to put his head down, put his head up, shoots, nothing there. Rebound by Lincoln of Lower Kuskokwim. Bunyan to Lincoln. Lincoln into a 6-6. A 6-6 goes right through the defense. A 6-6 got 42 points. I've only got room for 50. Now, I want this to be a really close game, but I'm going to have to start making tally marks off to the side here if a 6-6 has more than 8 more points. And we've got a lot of time for that, and it's a 12-point advantage for the Sandpoint Eagles. And, I mean, I thought Sandpoint had this game walking away at the end of the first quarter. It was 12-23, 27-41 at half, 45-58 at the end of the third quarter. But Lower Kuskokwim just does not want to go home. They want to advance. And advancing will put them up against Bristol Bay late tomorrow evening. Winner of game two will be at 6:30 tomorrow. So right here on your dial, Sandpoint, if they continue on this course, we'll play at 6:30 tomorrow evening. It's 54-65 with 3:15, and I said Lower Kuskokwim just does not want to go home, though. Mack coming across the center line. Mack's being closely guarded. Mack make that, or a bravo. Smith with a trying to get it up there, and Smith could not get the advantage. He's at 6'1", and I would say the tallest. Ooh, and Smith is the last one to touch that one. But full court pressure being applied by Sandpoint Eagles right now. It's 54-66. Lincoln having difficulties. Bunyan will get a cross court pass. Bunyan going around Ortega. Alexi back to Bunyan. Kip controlled, though, by Jackson. Jackson gives it to unbelievable Michael Isiksik with 44 points. Ortega up quickly. High shot, not there. Ortega gets his own rebound. Mack with a three. Right side. Off the mark. On the floor. Ortega. Smith with a three. Smith and Jackson go at it. I mean, Wilson and Jackson go at it. Wilson's got at least 25, 40 pounds. Smith with a lob in, and one's going to have to control that. Smith has got 11 points now. Alexi, right side, going up against Smith. Under the arm layup, Bunyan rips it right out of Smith's hand. Still can't get the ball to flow. Mack comes out of the pack with the ball for the Sandpoint Eagles. Mack to the low post, and blocking foul will slow the game at 2-minute mark, 56-68. 12-point advantage. That is just so unbelievable that they only have a 12-point advantage. But Michael Isiksik with 44 points has kept them in the game. Wilson with a 15-point shot hits it. He's got six. 56-70. Lincoln with the ball, bringing it across the line. Alexi going up against Smith and Wilson. Alexi wins that one. He's got nine. And it's 56-70. Make that 58-70, 12-point timeout. Into the game will come Stroud. crowd gets out onto the court and runs back to the bench because it's a timeout. He's got a lot of enthusiasm. Stroud does. 58-70 at the 137 mark. All a 6-6 has to do is hit a couple of threes, and they'd be easily back in this ball game if they have some offensive help with the threes and a lot of good defense. 58-70, and as I said earlier, I thought Sam Point was going to walk away from this game after the first quarter because they just had a really good control of their game early on. But Michael Isiksik does not want to go home with the first loss. Wilson swallowed by White. Isiksik. Ooh. Oh, and Bunyan comes up with it. Bunyan against Mack. Bunyan wins. Bunyan's first 2 points of the game. At the 123 mark in the fourth quarter, and it's a 10-point advantage. And the coach for Sandpoint Eagles over there, not really too happy with the play of his team. And again, Michael Isiksik with 44 points. He had 6 in the first quarter, 15 in the second quarter, and another 16 points in the third quarter to really keep Custer Quim Learning Academy in the game. 44 of 60 points scored by Michael Isiksik of the lower Custer Quim. Just unbelievable play. As well for Sam Point, number 22, Colton Mack, doing a nice job for the Eagles. Mack with the ball now, controlling it, intercepted by Jackson. Alexi at the 1 minute mark will not be able to get that. A 6-6 with the rebound, a 6-6 shot doesn't go. He tries to, oh, a nice job by a 6-6. I mean, what ability, and we finally get a pushing on Mack, but a 6-6, I mean, that gentleman is a magician. Because he comes right out of nowhere at the 56-second mark, and it's a 1-1 for a 6-6 at the line. Mack has 4 personal fouls with a short period of time. A 6-6 really has to try more threes than he has because they're 10 points down. He gets a couple of points without time clicking off. First shot's good. There's his 15 points I told you he was going to have when he was laying on the court. And the coach pulled him out. He just was completely out of breath at that time. Second shot is off the mark. He could have followed it, but Mack gets the rebound for Sam Point. And Custer Quim is all over Mack. Ortega to, was it? No. Strode put up a wild one. But, no, man, what a waste of time that is. Bunyan bringing it down. Alexi better put up some threes, but no. He's going to give it to a 6-6. His second attempt, though, goes in. A 6-6 with 47 points with only 35 seconds to go. They're down by 7. Whoa. Mack, a little bit of extra energy be expended there. Referees. Let the players calm down. Only the second team foul in the second half for, make that the third for the lower Custer Quim. They're doing an excellent job here in the second half. Mack will have the ball inbounded to him. Mack up court to Wilson. Wilson across court throws it out of bounds. Only 27 seconds left, but they're 7 points down. And lower Custer Quim is going to waste time inbounding it and dribbling it three-fourths of the way down the court. Bunyan loses it, but it's off of probably Ortega. He was over there the closest. 22 seconds, 63-70. What a finish by lower Custer Quim. A 6-6 to Bunyan with a three front of the side of the rim. Or Alexi to a 6-6, his shot doesn't go in. Lincoln's attempt goes in, though, and a tie. a timeout at 7.4 seconds, and Sandpoint's got a 5-point lead. Who scored that last one? Give it to Lincoln. I saw him battling down underneath there. One would have to have a 3-point shot with a foul, make it, get the 4th point, and throw it off the front of the rim for even a opportunity of tying the game. What are the options there? A 3-point play with a foul gets you 4, and maybe a steal on the inbound. But when you got Mack handling the ball, Wilson coming up, being a big target to hit, what are the options? What are the opportunities here for a tied ball game? But we still have Stroud in there. Bravo is sitting on the bench. One of the better Ortega inbounding it. Jackson will stop, make that Felix. Coach is still playing like we got lots of time left on the clock. Stroud comes way back. Ortega looking for a long pass. Mack has got trouble getting to the ball, finally gets it in. We've got a foul on Bunyan. 9 seconds left. 5 team fouls, 65-70. Ortega just looking for a little bit of a slip-up. Bunyan, 5 team fouls, or 5 personal fouls on Bunyan. Unbelievable. It took him into the second half before he got his first 2 points, and he's one of the leading players for Lower Cusco Cribs. We're just playing for the one-and-one situation here? I guess so. But still, 5 team fouls. One of the benefits of playing without fouling into the second half is that you don't get the one-and-one situation. But now that they want the one-and-one situation, they're giving away fouls right and left here. Lower Kuskokwim has a 5-point point spread here. And unbelievable. Both of these teams are in the same division. No. Let me see. I think they're in the same division. Let's take a look here. No, actually, Lower Kuskokwim is in a 2A, and Sandpoint is in 1A. That is unbelievable. Yeah, Kuskokwim Learning Academy is in 2A, the same class as Bristol Bay and Dillingham. Togiak also is here at the tournament. So those teams, they got a massive, Ortega will get the foul. Mack got the ball, but he was almost pushed out of bounds as he was jumping at the ball to get it into play. But we still have only 16 fouls and 5 seconds left to go. Make that 7 now. Mack has it. And Mack will have the one-and-one finally after about 5 or 6 team fouls at the 5-second mark. We still have a one-and-one situation. Finally have a the coach for Lower Kuskokwim is standing up telling the ref, it's one-and-one, it's one-and-one, it's one-and-one. Give my men a chance to get the rebound off of the miss. Got 5 seconds. I mean, that is good coaching. Good coordination for his ball team, but Mack is at the line. Not a lot of free throws from Sam Point, but Mack has 30 points from the field. I don't see, well, yes, he did have a couple of free throws just before the halftime. He only had 5 points in that first half, or that second quarter, and two of them came from the free throw line. Referees are conversing on the far side in the corner as to what's going to happen, but I tell you what, talk about championship basketball right here between Sandpoint. Oh, no, no, Ortega. It's going to come in and shoot the one-and-one situation. Ortega with 8 points. Shots on the way. Shots off the mark. Timeout not called. Ortega gets the basket and the shot and the two. And 1.3 seconds left. So Sandpoint came out of that one looking a lot better than they did. Long shot by Jackson. Doesn't even have a hope. Wow, what a game, what a finish, what a first day here at the Sockeye Classic for 2016. Running down the scoring for the Sandpoint Eagles. Number 10, Ortega, with a good bucket right in the last 5 seconds. He's got 10 points. 9 by Ryder Gunderson. 2 points by Abraham Bravo. 30 points by Colton Mack. 11 points by Carl Smith. 4 points by Wolf Jackson. 6 points by Evan Wilson. Fine game. 3 members of that squad in double figures. For Kuskokwim Learning Academy, 9 points by Eugene Alexi. 2 points by David Bunyan, 6 points by Michael Lincoln, and an unbelievable 47 points out of 65 points for Michael Asiksik, all-tourney player right there, along with Colton Mack. Final score, 65-72, and Sandpoint will move on to face Bristol Bay boys tomorrow evening at 6:30. On the other end of the scale, King Cove over Port Allsworth will advance against Dillingham. That is game 9. That will happen at 3:30 tomorrow. The boys King Cove game against Dillingham and Sandpoint against Bristol Bay at 6:30. Whew, what a start to this 2016 Sockeye Classic. So you keep your ears listening to KSD Sandpoint in on the AM dial at 8:30. I'm just looking at Sandpoint girls. Let me take a look. They will be playing game number 12 tomorrow against Bristol Bay, and that will happen at 8 o'clock or around there tomorrow. And Lower Kuskokwim girls will be playing Dillingham game 10 tomorrow. They played off against Port Allsworth earlier today. Lower Kuskokwim game 10 will happen at 5 o'clock. So the advance by the winners, and still a lot of basketball to be played here at the 2016 Sockeye Classic here in Naknek. If you're on Facebook, type in Sockeye Classic, and you will be able to see what the brackets are. And tomorrow, Sandpoint, I'm sure we have had it being played on the Internet, live video. Normally in the past, there have been live videos. So tomorrow's games, Sandpoint against Bristol Bay, may be seen. And get your pencils ready here. The URL for the live coverage video is bbbsd.net/live. That is bbbsd.net/live to watch your Sandpoint Eagles take on the Bristol Bay Angels tomorrow night at 6:30. Okay, that's that. And it's been fun. Hope you've enjoyed it. call your station down there at KSDP in Sandpoint and thank them for bringing you the basketball games here at the 2016 Sockeye Classic. And we'll send it now back to the studios.
Yeah, excellent work by Wesley Foster there over at KKN in Naknek, Alaska. Those guys always do a fantastic job. You can just tell that they truly love high school basketball and broadcasting it. It is a lot of fun, but those guys make it look easy. Well, as he was saying there in a couple of different pieces, we do have more games tomorrow. In fact, all of our teams that played today did rather well against the people that they played against, winning all games that were Sandpoint or King Cove, boys and girls. So that means these teams are going to go on to face rather hard teams tomorrow in comparison. We'll begin tipping off at 2 p.m. The King Cove girls, the rookies, will play against Manicotek, bound to be a great game. For the boys, the next game at 3:30 will be the King Cove boys squaring off against Dillingham, playing in a class above Dillingham, I believe at least a 2A team. So again, 3:30, the T-Jacks playing against Dillingham. Also tomorrow, 6:30, the Sandpoint boys will play against Bristol Bay, the home game. And at 8 o'clock, the girls, Lady Eagles, going against Bristol Bay as well. So again, 2 p.m. King Cove girls, 3:30 p.m. King Cove boys, and then 6:30 Sandpoint boys, 8 o'clock Sandpoint girls tomorrow. We'll see how they do. They're playing against Manicotek and Dillingham and Bristol Bay. Tough, tough schools. Hope you enjoyed the programming that we had today. Can't say enough about the sponsors to make this happen. Thank you so much to Peninsula Airways, Copper Whale Inn. Also, thank you to the King Cove Corporation, the Schumingen Corporation, the City of Sandpoint, and the Aleut Corporation as well, the Aleutians Eastboro, Telalaska, and so many more. If you'd like to make a contribution to the station to help keep these broadcasts going, please contact us here, 383-5737. We need your listener support. Or if you run a business and would like to have an underwriting spot, we would love for that too. Even fishing boats can get on board. All right, so 10 o'clock on the hour right now. Let's go ahead and see what programming we have coming up your way. I believe we're going to have the World Cafe just beginning its final hour. Nope, my bad. World Cafe just ended. We're smack dab in the 90s. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, tomorrow, 2 p.m., King Cove girls, the rookie, squaring off against Manicotek. Be there.